June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Hour 4 G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. That is right. It's been a while since we've gotten into hour number four. Here we go. G-Bag today is coming up at 5:30. We'll hit the expressway at 5:20 and LA Live's at 5:40. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up for you, including a lot of local sports talk right here, Rangers, Mavs, and Stars for you. I wanted to get this in, though.
You good?
Usually when stories pop up like this, I'm like, oh, geez, it's gross. I don't want anything I don't even look at the story.
Yeah.
But I went ahead and clicked on the Wander Franco story, the Tampa player who was involved with the 14-year-old in the Dominican Republic, because I saw he got a 2-year suspended sentence, mm-hmm. which means you're going to serve no more time as long as there's nothing else that comes up. And I thought, how can you do this? You know, Dominican Republic's laws are actually tougher for child endangerment or, you know, statutory, whatever you want to call that. Gets 2 years suspended. So why? Down in the story, mom of the girl ends up getting 10 years in prison for trafficking her own daughter. When they raided the home, they found $68,000 of U.S. cash and thousands of dollars in pesos. And the theory is mom lied about her age, put her on the internet, and was essentially pimping her own daughter out.
Jesus.
So was Franco an unknowing victim? Should he have known more? I think all those are questions for you to decide on your own. But I think the judge saw it that way. Isn't that what that looks like to you?
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, initially he met her online. He met with her twice back in December of 2022. And yes, it does. It sounds he did not think that she was underage. But either way, obviously he is found guilty of this. But I just can't. I cannot fathom what is that mother thinking.
Yeah.
Like that's the evilness in this whole story right now.
It absolutely
desperate,
is.
You know?
Yeah, desperate.
Just
you know?
Desperate. You got nothing.
Might be the family business. You know, maybe that's how mom paid the bills and you know, she sees the young one having the beauty to put her back in the game. And wow, just an absolutely disgusting crazy story. And you feel horrible for that girl. And I guess for Franco, I don't know if he can resume his career. I read farther down in the story that it's going to be difficult to get a work visa to come over to the U.S. with a conviction.
I'd imagine.
Like that. Okay. Jacob DeGrom nearly throwing a no-hitter, and you beat the Orioles last night. 7-0 the final. DeGrom goes into the 8th with a no-hitter, into the 7th with a perfect game. I was happy the no-no was broken up. I thought when Boach came out there with that big smile, that smile was for cool. I can take you out now.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with, you know, how your second half's going to go. That's the way I would have treated it. Like, DeGrom hadn't gone over 100 pitches since May, and at the time he had gone up gradually from 65 through the 90s and into the 100s, and since then it's been under 85. So I feel like the team has been making plans to decrease his workload or to be mindful of that. So you get out of that without having to push him over 100 pitches. That's the good. But now he's approaching 100 innings. Mm-hmm. The All-Star break here coming up on July 15th. I mean, this has to be a significant debate right now if I'm the Rangers. Like, you know, hey, he's 37 years old. Maybe this is the end of his career. Maybe this is the last great shot he's got to make in the playoffs. But if you get to the playoffs, they've said all along they don't want to go over 200 innings. So how do you manage this and also try to catch the Astros, who aren't cooling down? You win another series. They're still 7.5 ahead. And I think the Astros are like 13 games over 500 now. Well, Chuck, they've been playing some pretty good baseball.
They've been awesome. And we'll get into, there's another team in your division that's starting to get pretty hot and play good baseball when we go around the bases in an hour. But look, DeGrom really wanted that one. In the moment, man, I agreed with you 100%. I was, when he gave up the perfect game and then the no hit, like you could kind of see that it was going to happen with the pitch count going up. All of a sudden, he was kind of losing some command. Like, you could see the stuff was starting to fall off a little bit.
It wasn't like that Gage Wood no-hitter that we saw where he was just electric all the way to the end.
I mean, he was the pitch count, the way that he had controlled that game up until really the seventh was phenomenal. I mean, he had his pitches down really, really well. He was getting in and out smooth. But I had a lot of fear. I was like, man, it's awesome to do this. It would be his first no-hitter ever. And he said afterwards, quote, I even stood there and said to Couser, who got the hit, like, dang it, I wanted that. I think it was a fastball. I asked him when I came in. I think I kind of blacked out, but I was like, what did I throw there? And it was a fastball, and he got to it. But it's just the risk-reward situation there. If you're Bruce Bochy or Chris Young, and you've got to go talk about, like, yay, of course, Jacob DeGrom got a no-hitter. That's awesome. But God forbid something else happens in the eighth or ninth inning, and you're pushing him, and he's trying to get to this thing, and he wants to do it as well. The pitcher's always going to want to do that. But can you imagine it's another big injury to Jacob DeGrom, who's had 16 starts, that's the most of anybody on your roster right now, and he's looking like a Cy Young candidate again. He's fourth in MLB in ERA. Jared put out some awesome numbers. Second in Major League Baseball in a whip. He's fifth when it comes to base average. Tied for first in OBP. Fourth in slugging. Fourth in on-base percentage. The guy very well could be the first Ranger to ever win a Cy Young. Like, you got to kind of look at the big picture play here, and I do think they've kind of looked at, they're going to skip some starts for him. That's what's going to have to inevitably happen. That's why a guy like Jacob Latz, who's pitching his ass off right now, that's a blessing.
Yeah,
you know, Jacob Latz is a guy that could step in, maybe take that start. Hopefully Mally and Evo get back here soon, that can help as well with that rotation, and then maybe John Gray. You had Cody Bradford on the back burner. Unfortunately, that's no longer an option for you.
Okay, remember Johan Santana no-hitter never was the same, threw like 138 pitches, the 979. That's what I'm thinking. Like, if I was Jacob DeGrom talking with reporters in the game, I would have said, actually, I wanted to come out if we got anywhere near 100 pitches, because everything I've gotten from this organization and not really given much back over the last 2 years, like, that's $70 million the organization has paid me. I would feel like, man, whatever is in the team's best interest. It's interesting that in a sport that is so obsessed with not making it about you, like, if you walk into that clubhouse and make it about you, all of those players are going to alienate and ostracize you. But it's okay in this situation? Why? Because I'm Jacob DeGrom. I'm the best pitcher on the planet. See, I just think that when you look at that kind of a situation, you could lose this year and next year. I think the stakes were way too high. And if I'm CY, I'm hammering on the text. You know, who do I got to text here to get a message to Bochy? I'm picking up the bullpen phone. Like, who do I have to call right now as we approach 90 pitches? That's what I would have thought. The perfect game makes it different. You know, perfect game's so rare. But, you know, guys come out early with no hitters. There's team no hitters that have been happening quite a bit over the last decade of baseball as we get more, you know, aware of how that that wear and tear can spell disaster for the next 2-3 months. You have a big game, maybe you make it through to the other side, but it's what it does to your muscles and the fatigue factor long term that ultimately has those catastrophic injuries pop up.
Can I ask a question here? When do you guys plan on sitting in some of these games?
Which games?
Yeah, give me an idea of how soon are we going to start sitting this guy? Because if we're in a situation where we're missing a couple of starts, where you're missing a couple of possible wins, are we going to miss 3 wins potentially? How are we looking to do this? And I know I'm asking an unfair question. But, you know, if you guys could tell me when we're going to start sitting him and missing games.
I think it starts tomorrow with Evaldi coming back, and then Mally comes back, and now we have enough. John Gray coming around in a month or so. I think.
So how many games do you plan on him missing? I'm just asking that question too.
Okay, so it's how far are you out of the wild card spot at the same time? I would say I'm going to knock him probably 4 starts, maybe as many as 6, like 2 a month. You know, for the
I got to have him in the postseason
if we make the postseason. Now, I'll tell you what, if we totally fall behind the Astros double-digit games and you're a half dozen out in the wild card, then I wouldn't play him again. I'd be like, this is perfect. 100 innings this year, 200 next year. Go rest up, get ready for 26. And I thought, what's the most important thing? The championship, right?
Yeah, but
yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how you guys are going to gauge. You need to get back into it. I think you're, what, 1.5 games back? How many games back are you in the wild card?
In the
that
wild
about right.
card,
yeah, it's like 3.5.
It probably is now since they won back-to-back games and were able to sell.
I mean, you're behind the Angels. Back. You're behind the, well, how many?
Two.
Two back. Okay. How many games can he afford to miss? Those are games you're probably going to win.
Yeah, I think you got to get Eovaldi and Mally back for it to make sense. You can't have any more injuries, and you got to start scoring some runs. But I wouldn't want to push him over 200 innings, and here we are in the playoffs, and you're making a decision like Strasburg. We got to shut him down. That would just be crazy, and I don't think you would. I think you'd send him out there for potentially 20 or 30 more innings, you know, in a playoff or World Series type of situation. So I trust CY, you know, and I know it's a tough thing to balance, like go for it now and long term. And I imagine the standings are going to have a lot to say about that and the trade deadline as it approaches. The really neat thing about DeGrom is he has so many great pitches. I was listening to Sands and Hicks talk about him last night. He was only throwing his changeup 9% of the time, and hitters were hitting 150 against it. So last night he threw it 19 times, and it was devastating. But he's so good with his fastball and, what is that, a slider, that he really only needs two. And his 3, 4, and 5 pitches are so good that anybody else in baseball would be like, man, that's my go-to secondary pitch off the four-seamer, baby. But he's just, you know, he keeps it in his back pocket. And it, when a matchup presents itself that, you know, a changeup or this pitch or that pitch is more devastating than we see a little bit more. So then, I mean, you get back after him tomorrow with the Mariners in town and then the Orioles next week. And this is, you know, going to be massive. We'll be out there Monday. We'd love to have you come by. But I feel like this is the time, you know, we can't have any more sweeps or anything like that, because after you come out of this week and you're really looking at 2 more weeks of baseball to evaluate before the All-Star break. And that might be church if you get run out of here by the Mariners and Houston has a good weekend. Okay, a lot of people have asked me, General, you've seen it all in basketball over the years. How's this thing going to go here with Cooper Flagg? And I don't know. You know, I think there's a lot of different possibilities. I said earlier, my strongest take is his floor is incredibly high. This guy's going to be very good. He's going to be a multi-time All-Star at least. Can he be an MVP? I don't know. But I was thinking, like, I do think the biggest misconception about Cooper Flagg's game right now is that he's going to be a creator or a high usage guy on the ball. I think he's more Dirk than Luka. And I think you can be great like that, you know, especially if you're a good shooter. He hit 45% of his threes in his last 18 games at Duke.
It's amazing.
If he shoots like that, we're looking at a completely different conversation as far as, do you want him attacking and breaking down and passing? No, the hell you don't. And a lot of these looks, Wolchuk, came in pick and roll. These aren't static corner threes or switch it and threes. These are, I'm in pick and roll, and I'm either going around the screen, stepping back and shooting, or I'm the pick guy. You know, we call that a pick and jelly roll, where you pop up high the 3-point line and shoot it from there. And that is just like exactly what the NBA game is all about, you know, and then try to throw lobs to your big man. But, you know, I think it's going to come down to how good of a shooter he is, because I'll tell you what, and I don't want to be critical or negative about a guy. I just want to manage expectations. I don't see the quick first step. I don't see getting into the lane and playing off
Everybody's
the bounce
talking
and throwing
about
it off the
him
glass.
Running by people.
I don't see it. I don't think he's that fast. You know, I think he's powerful and he'll get more powerful, but I do want to focus on the positive. There's virtually no bust potential here with Cooper Flagg. He's going to be very good. The only question I have is, you know, what's his peak and then how good can he be rookie year? Because if he wins rookie of the year and gives you like just, let's call it 18-7.
That'd be awesome.
You're not going to be able to contain this team.
No. And he's a big time favorite to be rookie of the year right now. I mean, just the shooting ability, the ball handling, I think is definitely something that he can improve upon. But his ability, it sounds like, to just play essentially any position on the floor besides the five, it's really tantalizing, the different type of lineups that Jason Kidd really has to play with here. We'll see how good ultimately he becomes. But when you hear Brian Scalabrine and others that are some compare him to LeBron. Others are comparing him to Kevin Garnett. Either way, Scottie Pippen's a name that Beyond Cardi gave us yesterday. Like, you're talking about some of the greatest to ever play, the defense that he's going to give you, the hustle. I mean, him going and dominating D1 athletes at 14 years old in the gym and dunking on them. Like, this guy's been doing this his entire life. I just can't wait to see ultimately what he's able to do in a Maverick uniform.
All righty, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. One final move each NFL team should make. What are we hearing about Caitlin Clark tomorrow night against the Wings and more than the G-Bag of the...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Day here on The Fan. All right, welcome back, Nation. Let's rock. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 8 minutes here. It's time to hit the expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts. Yeah, I was on Twitter there at the break, seeing a lot of people reacting to the Wander Franco story. 2 years, suspended sentence, which means no more jail time. It really appears like mom was a lot more responsible for that whole story than Franco, yeah. And maybe he didn't know. Maybe he should have known. He didn't know, I guess, is what the judge believed. And mom gets 10 years in prison for trafficking her own daughter. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Mm. A lot going on here in the world of sports with Cooper Flagg now at Dallas Maverick. The Rangers have the night off, though. Wanted to see if we could jump into some Cowboys conversation here with you. We have the one move that each team should make as we get ready. And one of my questions for Jerry and Steve when we get there, depending on who we are going to interview in Oxnard, maybe I'll have to wait till Stephen Jones, week one of the NFL season. He joins us every Friday at 3 o'clock. But I would ask him, like, how could you do so much and have such a good team and not want to allocate some more payroll to really push this team over the top? I don't think you can really say you have enough at corner, safety, maybe linebacker, you know, to be serious about wanting to do this. And if I only have George Pickens for 1 year, I want this to be my year that I really go for it. I would say the same thing at running back, you know, a trade, some money. Like, how much more money would it take, Wolchuk, to build a team that you would be confident could beat the Eagles? Is that $2-6 million corners and a running back? Like, I think $20 million in payroll could push this team over the top, yeah. And you can spread that into the future, guys.
Yeah, that could. I mean, I think you add another corner, we're going to feel a lot better about this because there's a lot of uncertainty over the health of Diggs, when he's going to be able to come back. Bland is a guy that, you know, he did come back from a big injury last year. You feel strong about him, but really, there's a lot of unknown behind Deron Bland. Like, we're excited about Kyrie Elam and what he's shown so far, but the bottom line is he hasn't been a good NFL player. Kalen Carson, I refuse to believe is as bad as what we saw last year. I think that was a confidence thing. I think he's a guy, and answering Brian's question earlier, like Kalen Carson's a guy I think is going to bounce back and have a better year than he did last year. I mean, the film that we saw as a player in college, he's a better player than what he put out on tape last year. So it's just still you need something. Like maybe Stephon Gilmore is the guy. He still was solid last year with Minnesota. How much does he have left in the tank? I don't know, but I'm with you. Like you still have a lot of questions, and there's optimism and there's hope in areas, but it's not a foregone conclusion you're going to hit on those. So the running back thing, I think if you added a running back that you feel better about, I'd be in on that. Corner, safety, I think they are what they are. They're just a team that doesn't seem like that's a position that they evaluate well whatsoever. When we went through that all quarter century team, safety was just bad. I mean, the three guys that were listed, it was Darren Woodson, who should be a Hall of Famer, Roy Williams, who was good with Darren Woodson, then fell off, and then the other name listed was Gerald Sensabaugh. That goes to show you just how weak the safety position's been in Dallas over time.
All due respect to Barry Church.
Yeah, and Barry Church should have gotten a mention there, and he didn't. But outside of that, like, safety's just a spot that they've never had a difference-making player ever since Darren Woodson.
I mean, I thought Jayron Kearse was pretty good, a very sure tackler. Wasn't there one year where he didn't miss a single tackle, either 22 or 23?
His first year with the Cowboys.
You know, so I would, and that was a $4 million player. Can we get somebody who can tackle ball carriers, you know, at the safety position? Donovan Wilson's not good. Mm-hmm. Bell and Thomas aren't good. Malik Hooker's not good. You know, I think at all the other spots, I would say, okay, let's get into training camp and see what happens. But I think defensive backfield, like, the only way you're going to have a lot of success is if you're playing with a lead and they have to pass, and your pass rush is getting home in 2.5 or at most 3 seconds consistently. And now those guys on the back end don't have to cover very much. But, like, how can you be serious about thinking you're playing for the championship? How could Nico be serious last night? Was he trolling us? Is this just is this just not having your finger on the pulse?
He doesn't.
Right? Fortune favors the bold was his line. I can't imagine even fixing my lips to say something like that.
I mean, as soon as you saw the video, Cooper Flagg gets drafted, and it's just fire Nico chants. That's all I need to see. Like, if I am the Pat DeMont, the Adelson family, there's one person left here you've got to get rid of for this thing to be able to heal and move forward. Nico Harrison's got to be let go.
Yeah.
He has to be.
I think part of not letting him go is DeMont being in damage control mode. Like, oh, no, we're fine. This is, and they need this thing to play out successfully. I just thought the fire Nico chants,
and it's not going to go away.
There, you know, in some ways, it's the absolute right thing to do. In others, it's the wrong way to do. You know, I think there's wrong and right on both sides of that. Like, people are saying, let the kid enjoy his time. This is, Cooper Flagg has nothing to do with this. You had players last year during the season say, please stop chanting fire Nico while we're at the free throw line. But if you're a fan and you want this protest to work, you must let DeMont know. You cannot have nice things until this one thing is changed.
What if DeMont agreed with him trading Luka?
I think he did, yeah. I think he had to stand that.
Then he didn't know any better.
If you fire a guy that you agreed with, then you're just as guilty.
See, that's the damage control I'm talking about.
See, and
like,
that's,
no, we
and
got
that's,
this. Yeah.
And that's why I think they were thrown a lifeline with the league giving them the number one overall pick. They caught a huge break. You can't tell me that, you know, 1% that you have a chance to get the number one pick when you're looking at all those other teams that were just awful during the year. Team in Charlotte and places like that were just terrible, and they've got like the 5th and 6th pick.
Yeah.
You know, the league did. They threw you a lifeline. I think it's very hard for Patrick DeMont to fire Nico because he was an accessory in the crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and right now we still have to go with, we did the right thing.
I think he is extremely worried that if all of a sudden that he fires Nico, and then Nico starts to talk about really what went down.
Yeah.
And I think he's doing it right now with the hope that this thing with Cooper Flagg completely works out for him, and that people stop thinking about Luka anymore.
Well, nobody's going to be associating Nico with Cooper Flagg. That's just the luck of the draw. You got lucky and got Cooper
Flagg. He was a general manager.
Winning is a great perfume.
Nico had nothing to do with that.
He honestly did have something to do with it.
What did he have to do to get Cooper Flagg?
He traded Luka away.
And?
Put you in the lottery?
Yeah, your team went backwards. Your team went backwards because of the trade he made. You've said it yourself on this program.
Yeah.
You said if they had Luka, they would be playing in the finals against Oklahoma City.
Agreed, and I'd rather be sitting in that position than having to celebrate drafting Cooper Flagg. I'd still rather have a Luka Doncic on my team.
No question. But he had a hand in making this team weaker. And by making them weaker, it did put him into the position where they were able to be part of the lottery, where
That wasn't his vision. That wasn't his plan. He thought he was making the team better by getting rid of Luka. The fact that they made the lottery was just because of health.
But by making that trade, he worsened this team.
And that's what he's going last night.
I don't see credit there to Nico Harrison.
I'm not saying. I mean,
he tried to take credit last night.
Yeah, of course he's going to.
And fortune favors us. I'm surprised Brian had his back like that.
It's kind of.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't see the credit. I don't see what Nico did. I'm just saying though
that that if we don't trade Luka here. And your belief is that
they're not in the lottery and they're not getting the number one overall pick.
I
think a lot of Maverick fans would say, hell yeah, put me in the NBA Finals. I'm totally cool with that.
But what he showed last night is this is personal. It's adversarial. He thinks he has all of the answers. Yeah. And I think Patrick DeMont still believes him, because he doesn't know what he doesn't know.
I just think that if DeMont fires him, Now that's all, the fingers are all going to be pointed back at Patrick DeMont. And then all of a sudden, people in the family are going, okay, yeah, he's married in, but do we really need to have him as the governor of our basketball team?
I could see the self-preservation angle for DeMont, sure. That one makes sense.
I believe there's reasons why, maybe in a sick, twisted way, Nico letting all these coaches walk is trying to damage Jason Kidd.
I wouldn't doubt it. I think he has done a great job. He squeezed out Mark Cuban almost immediately, even though he had a handshake deal with the Adelson family. Yeah. I think once he started talking to DeMont has believed almost everything he said, and he has not reversed course yet. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup, where it's back. Here's Lucius.
Oh, my gosh. Is that a milk carton?
Lucius! Hey, first of all, I didn't know how y'all were going to wrap that conversation right there up. I felt like that was like five more minutes left of that.
I kept looking up at the clock.
Yeah, I was like, shoot, let me stand back. Let them boys cook for a second. Getting somewhere. All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We haven't done it in a while, but we do it at 5:30 here on The Fan. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up on the social medias at Lucky Lucius P. That's L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. All of our handles are in the bio, and send your hate mail there too, okay? Send it over there. Our winner, Church Combo Pack, two clips right here. First one, let's see here. Oh, they were pranking the prayer request at church.
Okay, we're praying this morning for Sister Mary Flanagan and also Brother Harry Dick Jones.
Brother Harry Dick Jones. I like that pause like that he put on that thing,
he knew,
too.
He knew exactly what was about to happen.
Mary Flanagan and Brother.
Also, Brother Harry Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Big guy.
And this one, too.
Come on, do me a favor. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, have you tasted him this week?
Yeah.
Come on, that was the wrong neighbor. Find somebody else.
Find
Harry Dick Jones.
Find Harry Dick Jones.
I keep trying to imagine, what did he see that made him say, oh,
I don't know.
That was the wrong neighbor.
That ain't it.
My eyeballs looking at him like, bro, are you serious?
Yeah. All right, let's see.
Sit next to my grandma right here. Yeah, well. Might be an awkward conversation.
Hey, did we say that this right here is brought to you by the on-time expert?
There you go. Yeah, sir, now we have
it. They do a good job, too.
Okay, let's make it sure. All right, what I got? What I got for you, boys? Hey, little Al coming at you.
Oh, wow.
Okay, the Thunder's won. The Thunder. And I have two clips of them for you. We played one, Woolchuck did earlier this week. The Thunder reporters.
Yeah.
Fanned out when they seen SGA.
Look at the porter potty.
I mean, they fanned out. When he got up close.
Yeah.
I think it's SGA. Is it SGA?
It is. He's right behind the porta potty. There he is.
SGA.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Robin, we could get SGA.
Good for them.
Sounds like a bomb siren.
Keep it together, ladies. Keep it together.
That's not a cover of the season.
No, no. Finally got those passes to come on through. Those press passes finally
It's an
worked.
All skate.
Yeah.
It's
all skate.
Thunder, the center, Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
He was low-key faded at the parade ceremony.
Love it.
Yeah.
Chet, your journey has been far from easy. You have experienced broken bones, bruises, ups, downs, highs, lows. What did it take for you to get here in this moment right now?
It took everybody that's in here. It started with Clay, Sam, and Mark for believing in me enough to bring me here in the first place. Because without them, I'm never even here. All right, let me lock in. Should we put you on the mic right now? All right, yeah, all right.
That's a good idea.
Let me lock in. Let me get focused. Yeah. Let me get focused.
Let me get these sunglasses on.
Faded, bro.
Yeah, good for him.
Crossfade. Was SGA on Good Morning America?
Oh.
Looked like he was just ran through.
Yeah.
I think it was Good Morning
America.
He
looked like he had not slept.
Yeah.
Maybe
one of those satellite
Eddie.
Deals. You're like,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, where's the camera?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Fox 29. How are you dealing with the heat out there, lady? What you gonna do?
I'm gonna put on some booty shorts.
Are they cooler?
Yes.
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 I support that. Gotta fight the heat.
Yeah. Booty shorts.
Yeah. Booty shorts.
Girl, give me them booty shorts out of there for me. Yeah. Show us hot out of here.
Just a little loose at the bottom, you know, get the good air circulation in there.
And then loose at the bottom means there's probably nothing back there. It's like, oh no.
I don't know. These styles, you see a lot of cheek these days.
You do see a lot of cheek these days.
They do some amazing things with jeans.
What else we got right here for you boys? Oh, the Cardinals announcer,
Chip Carey.
Had a slip of the tongue.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
It was that 30-second layout is which I'm really a fan of. It's just a slip of the tongue.
I know, but yeah.
Go for it.
Disability Pride Night is Thursday, July 10th, and with a theme ticket, fans take home a Cardinals cap featuring the Disability Pride flag and Cardinals in Braille. Details at cardinals.com/theme.
Need that one.
We sure did need that one.
Yeah, I heard Ray Davis is looking to replace Sands with this guy now. He really likes his style.
Yeah. Hilarious. I see what you did right there.
I went for it.
Yeah, no, go ahead, man. You got to, bro. We don't know if we're going to have it tomorrow. You know what I mean? We don't know.
Was Chip contemplating his career at that point?
I don't know what. Nobody helped him out. Nobody said anything.
Yeah, like, bro, I'm over here enjoying my hot dogs or something like that, you know?
It was just a slip of the tongue.
Yeah. It happens, man.
They didn't suspend him, though.
He doesn't need to be suspended. I hate that they even had to make an announcement. Hey, he's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. But like, it was just a slip of the tongue. Yeah. It wasn't a hot mic and he was saying something crazy behind the scenes. Yeah. It was a slip of the tongue, bro.
Who's going to be first on this Mavs coverage with a flag slip up? Is it Folwell, Cooperstein, or Damaris?
That's hilarious. Carter and I were talking about the same thing back here. That's what it is.
It's going to happen. Yes. It will.
I think it's hard.
It's hilarious.
It's got to be hard.
I mean, I was guilty of this at nights when I was promoting Flagtober, and I just sped it up and
doing too much.
It
man.
Was accidental.
Got to be careful, bro.
There was vodka involved.
Need that one.
Yeah.
He sounded rattled.
Need that one, guys.
He was contemplating
his
career.
That's it, that's it.
There it is, the G-Bag of the Day champion and its challengers here. We have a church combo platter, pranking the prayer request, and have you tasted him. Thunder reporters going full fangirl. You had a combo platter there as well. Chip Carey's slip of the tongue has been nominated as well on that Cubs broadcast. I'm going to go with... and the how you dealing with the heat, the booty shorts.
Yeah,
was that for the parade, too? Yeah.
Somebody said cheek season.
It is cheek season.
Cheek season is, I like, crazy. That.
I'll go with Chip Carey.
Cheek season.
You're going to catch a case calling something cheek season, bro.
Chip Carey over there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, a faux pas. What does that call it? Blooper? Broadcast blooper? Lucius, who you voting
for? Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, Chet.
Low-key faded, bro.
Chet Holmgren was good.
Yeah, he was trying to give some props to his guys, and he was just stumbling and fumbling all over the place.
He was locked in.
Wolchuk?
I'm a basketball player, damn it.
Man, I'm going with cheek season.
It's cheek season.
Is that a 1-1-1?
It is. We're tied at 1, Brian.
Yeah, why don't we do this a little bit? Why don't we go for the...
Four-way tie?
Church?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Fangirls.
Okay. The Fangirls?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The first OKC parade clip.
Okay. So
we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah,
so
We'll combo that up.
Okay. With Chet? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Fangirls and Chet get a combo?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll vote on that then.
That's a good winner.
Yeah. And that is your champ by a score of 2-1-1, the Oklahoma City Thunder Championship Parade Audio Extravaganza. Here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup.
Y'all see L. Duncan's boots?
She's looking good today.
She is.
I like this outfit. Boots, bro! Oh, my God! Oh, my God.
All right, you squares. I forgot what I was supposed to say there.
Look. Fire up this phone. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Oh, God. Everybody get high.
Do you prefer, then? Do you prefer a slim woman or a big woman?
I like a fat woman. Not too fat, overweight, but I like fat women. Because you have just to use your wisdom.
Yes.
When you are touching bones, you are as if touching rocks or stones. Whereas when you are touching a fat woman, you are touching a smooth flesh and a little bit something that is a little bit exciting.
Exciting. I can finish a third for you, buddy. Exciting. Well, Unc like him thick, you hear me?
He sure does.
Uncle's like him thick. He said, use your wisdom.
Wisdom. When you're touching.
When you're touching.
Thin woman. There's no touching. You feel the bones.
Say, touching rocks and stones. Unc likes him thick. I feel you, bro. Unc like that squish.
Pushing, I feel
you. I feel you, dog. This is LA Live for Thursday, June 26, 2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday ladies' night here in LA Live. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station, and a special shout out to the lady listeners of this station. You are appreciated. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. And don't sleep on this. It's also a Thirsty Thursday. Okay. Be careful with that alcohol out here. They don't promote how bad it is because you start sounding like a teetotaler or something. Mm-hmm. But it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It really is a dangerous substance, especially what we've seen for the past few months where they were just coming after the hemp.
Yes.
Nobody brings up alcohol. So be careful with that alcohol. Don't end up in the drunk tank. Do they still have the drunk tank where you can just get arrested, let you dry out,
I think they do. Yeah. I don't know. Wait. I think they throw you in the drunk tank and then throw you somewhere else, right?
Yeah, man.
Drunk tank in the actual jail?
Yeah, I think so.
Trenchery over.
If you got to change them clothes, bro, you might be staying for a while.
Yeah.
They hand you them clothes out, you be like, oh, crap.
No,
They done found something. They done found something on your boy. Don't catch a DUI out here either. That means don't drink and drive. Please.
Like, how many times have you driven out to a bar going, I'm just going to have one? All of a sudden, you had like 11, right?
Every time.
And you're hammered. And you're thinking, but you're responsible. You're drunk, but you're responsible. You're like, God, I drove my car here tonight. God, I'm driving it home, all right? I'm not going to burden this place of business by taking up a parking space in this completely empty parking lot for the next 6 hours. Now, I am not advocating drinking and driving, but I will tell you, there's nothing better than when all your friends and family know you're hammered. There's nothing better than that walk to the car.
No.
It's incredible. Women are screaming, people tearing at your clothes. You feel like you're in the Beatles. Oh, my God, no! Stop! And be like, No autographs!
Wow.
Billy B.
Billy's on fire.
Here we go. LA Live 105.3, the fan on a ladies' night. Hey.
Who is this, Lucius?
little Maze and Frankie Beverly coming at you.
Wow.
For the Southern girls listening to this situation on that LA Live.
Booty shorts.
Throwback. Yeah, booty shorts for show. Hey. They got them fans. They're doing them little line dances with them fans out there. I see you. Hey. All right. Talk about a little date night situation. The mayor came back. Is Red Lobster back to be in a date night spot?
Please.
The CEO is doing good things, apparently.
The CEO is
on fire. He really is. Yeah.
Now, Red Lobster used to be the spot with homecoming day or something like that when you was younger. Maybe after the prom, type of thing.
It was nice.
Pre-prom meal, yeah.
Graduation dinner, maybe a birthday.
Yeah.
It slid back at some point. To be like B-rated family dining.
Yeah.
They're bringing it back, huh?
The advertisements, the meal didn't match the advertisements.
Surely didn't.
It didn't look the same. It's I've been seeing your commercials. This doesn't look the same.
The ultimate feast. I thought I was getting a feast. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Red Lobster is officially out of bankruptcy, and they said they back up, baby.
There they go.
Tell the streets we back.
That CEO is good.
They're rebranding. They're getting a mommy makeover to get a little BBL for their restaurant. Rebranding. The 35-year-old CEO is upgrading the food and the vibes, he says.
Yeah.
Crab Fest is this summer.
Please.
So he's rolling out the new situation. Yeah. They have seafood boils, brothers.
Yes.
Smart. Seafood boils, the food in the bag situation.
Smart.
They look pretty good. It's like three of them. I'm not going to tell you all of them because this is not an advertisement for Red Lobster. This is about them getting back on their feet.
We like Shell Shack bankruptcy. Too. Yeah, we like Shell Shack a lot too.
Yeah. This is a fine American dining right here.
Yeah,
classic. But I think they're moving to that Shell Shack model maybe more, or the Crab Spot model where it's like, hey, we're having fun. We got bags. We're going to put it on the table for you.
Yeah.
Got to be messy. Yeah.
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 Yeah. We don't need the linen napkins. Let's paper towels out. Let's eat.
They have new summer themed drinks, a sangria flight.
Okay.
Like three different glasses of sangria on that thing.
I'll tell you what. Now you're cooking. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see, Red Lobster.
a customer said in the story that I just Googled, just don't bleep with the biscuits. I heard that.
That's a good point.
Yeah, no, those Cheddar Bay biscuits are just delicious.
I'll get them out of the frozen section, make them at home.
Yeah. Yep. Still good.
Now, I don't know about three different sangrias, but this is not to brag or anything. This is just honest to God truth. First time I ever had a sangria was in Cartagena, Spain.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
It was a big, giant thing of sangria.
Yeah, right.
Had the straws hanging out of it. You sit down there by the street. You know, it's a nice little table. Yeah. You just people watch, and you are just sloshed.
You're never going to have another one any better.
No, you never will.
No. You're never going to have never one better will. Than that.
Well, hopefully, Red Lobster get themselves back on their feet or something like that. I don't know if I'll be pulling up. I'm not sure, but hey, if it's worth it. I don't even like the seafood bags, the little boils. I don't eat the boils.
Oh, you don't?
Nah, fry me some shrimp up or give me some lobster or something like that, crab.
Should we try it on a Friday thing? Bring about 4 minute dump and see what we can do?
Wow.
Just see if they're any good.
Yeah, just to,
when are we starting this? Are we starting it now?
It's this summer, so yeah, pretty soon here.
I'll just go order like five bags and bring them. We'll dump them on the table and we'll see if they're any good.
I like the sound of that.
I like table dumping.
All right. Let's go.
All right. We'll do it. Mad at that. Look, that's a bet. That's a bet right there.
We're going to test it. See if it's good.
Test it.
I test it.
That's a bet. All right. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Ladies night. It's a throwback Thursday. I have a little controversial situation here, but it's still related to the ladies somehow. We have a legendary basketball coach in the great state of Georgia that has been fired. He's fired. A hotel room video took this coach out the game. A hotel room video took this coach out the game.
No. Did he know he was
It happened in the Bahamas.
Oh no.
Was
he giving the boys beer?
Oh, no.
Some red stripes?
Okay, I'm so glad that you went there and not something scary.
Yeah, red stripes.
I like that you went there. No, coach Dr. Philip McCray at Columbia High School out there close to Stone Mountain, Georgia, down the street from Atlanta. This man had a 35-year career as a basketball coach. He's legendary. Yeah, he was just celebrated in 2023 for having over 700-plus wins. He's like the Eddie Robinson of this little town.
God.
You see what I'm saying?
What, do you have 20 games a season? You got 700 wins?
This man's the man, bro. They even named the gym after him.
Okay,
and he's still coaching. Well, he still was coaching. So walking in the gym with your name as a coach, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's badass.
Oh! You usually have to die for something like that. But this man is alive, and he's seeing it. Well, he's out as a coach because a video of him spanking a kid with a sneaker popped up.
That's weird.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
Spanking a kid with a sneaker. The kid's own sneaker, in fact. I mean,
I grew up in the 80s. I've been spanked by principals and teachers.
Come on, man. That was my point. Like, my coach, a few coaches I've had throughout my lifetime, but one of my coaches, if you did bad in school, you misbehaved, you got swats before practice. 100%. You were missing class, or you're, you know, late to class or something like that, and a teacher told the coach, he's going to swat you.
Mm-hmm. So with now, the holes drilled in it.
Yeah.
With the holes in the paddle.
Fire, you're here. Fire. Fire. Where everybody else is changing to get ready for practice. Somebody else.
Wow.
Fire. Fire. Man, don't mess up, bro. They wearing out Johnson.
Don't think he's going to lead the team in carries this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a fetish thing, is it?
What?
No, I don't think so. I don't go. Okay, so the video shows the coach telling the kid to lower his pants. The kid is laying across the bed.
Okay.
And there's another kid laying across the bed there, too. It said, lower your pants down something. So them cheeks was exposed. Okay. Not butt-naked cheeks. He had some underwear on. They were hooping. You know, they got like hooping shorts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So usually the hoopers wear like two pair of shorts.
There you go.
Yeah, he had the little shorts on. And then coach, swatted that kid and swatted another kid.
Okay.
The reason why is because the kids invited girls into the room and got caught.
Okay. Okay. At least he didn't spank them.
Spank them. And so for punishment, the coach gave him two swats on the behind.
All right.
And now he's losing his whole job. And his whole reputation of being a legendary coach, they're probably going to rename the gym and all this other stuff over some swats, bro.
That is unfortunate. He's obviously old school if he's been in the game for four decades coaching. And maybe that was – I think once you're on the bed with your pants pulled down, it's like, okay. But I don't know about firing and you got to lose the name of the gym. But maybe a suspension at most.
How did they get this on video?
Somebody recorded it, one of the kids. Hey, look. One of the kids' mother is the reason why everything is coming to a head like this.
Oh, bench player.
But another kid got swatted, and his mom didn't say anything. Because he probably didn't want to tell his mom, oh, yeah, we got caught bringing girls in there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, listen.
This is not about basketball. This is about you abusing your authority as a teacher and a coach.
This parent who did not want us to show her face out of fear of retaliation is talking about this video.
What happens in the Bahamas stays in the Bahamas.
I just left Coach McCrary's home where I tried to get a comment about all of this. I asked if he had a second to talk. He told me no. I asked if he had a comment. I didn't get a response.
Man's gonna lose his legendary status over swats on the cheeks. That's you're probably right. You probably shouldn't have told the kids to pull their pants down. Yeah. It sounds weird.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look as bad. It looked like the kids were sagging a little bit type vibe and just.
Okay.
Now he did fire him off some, but it wasn't too much. Like he didn't put all his back into it. He just gave him something they can remember. A little pow pow.
And the shoe's a wide surface. It's not like it's gonna tear skin up or anything. I think maybe overreaction's afoot.
There we go.
Yeah.
Afoot.
I feel you, man. Yeah, I hated to see that about that coach, bro.
The shoe in.
Yeah.
Everybody you've ever known you for 35 some odd years, known you as a basketball coach. Now you have to tell everybody, whooped a kid with some Jordans.
Could you just send him home?
He was in the Bahamas.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Could you just send him on a trip like that? I mean, that's embarrassing.
Oh, you mean send him home right then and there?
Yeah, send the kids home. Pull the team together. Hey, Bobby and Timmy are about to go home because they violated our team rule that we have here, and they're now going to be and make those kids walk out in front of their team, you know. And then that's kind of how you handle that, and that's how you keep your name in the gym.
Yeah,
you know, and you got the respect of your team.
Yeah, like how you hand
scare
out punishment.
The hell out of them.
Getting.
Not asking them to pull their pants down in a hotel room and spank them.
And spank them.
Yeah.
That's a kind of a weird technique.
That is kind of crazy.
He'd probably been doing it for decades, though.
Yeah.
And at one point, it was just what you do, you know? And he's probably thinking, all these new coaches, they don't have what I have, you know? Right. They're not old school like me, and they don't know the motivational techniques. I tell you what, if I'm cross town, I'm hiring him. I'm saying, now you aren't going to take any kids. Okay. You aren't going to be in any kid's room, but I'm hiring you.
Yeah, you go like Coach Taylor. Dylan Panthers fired him. Here's East Dylan High. Come on over, Coach Taylor.
We won't name the gym, but we'll name the locker room after the. How about that? Just the inside
name
part.
The
nobody can see it.
Yeah, the
name the whole school after.
Yeah, shoe closet. We'll name him after you.
The shoe closet, yeah.
Swing the balance of power here in the county.
Name the equipment room after you.
The shoe closet.
Supply closet. It's crazy.
Hey, Coach, welcome. Here's the shoe closet you can work from.
Man, I hate to see him go down like that, but hey, I guess that's the world we live in. You can't be hitting people's kids.
That's weird punishment.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's just strange.
I used to get mad swats in school for being like a little bit tardy in the morning.
From a different era.
No, I'm with you. I mean,
you're from a different era.
Go to class, Mr. Alexander.
I remember Mr. Hansen, sixth grade, a kid against the chalkboard.
Yeah.
No repercussions.
No. My fifth grade teacher put her fingers on my cheeks and touched her fingers together in my mouth like that.
Oh, what?
The pain. Yeah. Shut up, dog. I didn't go home and tell my mom. I probably should have, but I was talking. I was talking in class.
I mean, an abuse of power is going to happen to you. You know, I think when you get these teachers, they're stressed out. Weird things happen. So I want to say that side of it too, from the parent's side. Like, I would understand.
I get it. There's parents that like encourage. I've seen parents before, like, hey, if my kid's out of line and discipline.
Yeah,
you have my permission.
Oh my god, my mom would love that.
Oh my mom and dad were that.
Oh please beat him, please, and then tell me, okay, please, so I get some. Please beat him. All right, last one. I might nominate this clip for G Bag of the Day tomorrow. Shout out to this man at the bar. I've never heard a rant like this. He was shooting a shot at this lady, and she had some friends with her, right?
Okay.
So it's already difficult because one of them's going to block you.
Oh, no.
One of them's going to block you. One of them did block this guy, even though he tried to buy her drinks. She had three drinks, and she got the mouthing off and messing up the whole vibe over there. He was trying to holler at a lady named Cindy.
Cindy.
He ended up going off on the blocker.
You're the most ignorant that I've ever met. Yeah! I didn't do anything to you! F you! I bought you three drinks, and as soon as you got the Hennessy in you, you went ballistic on taking it out on every man in the f***ing world. F you! That's why you're alone! Because you're a c***! And Cindy, I apologize.
Yeah.
I really wanted to talk to you. I wanted to ask you out to dinner, but you got to.
This got to be in Philadelphia or something like that somewhere, right? Yeah. It's got to be.
Trenton, New Jersey.
It's got to be something, bro.
To ask you out to dinner, but you got a lawyer. And no, you better give me Jameson them sweet teas right now. Give it to me.
Jameson and sweet teas.
That's killer.
Right now, you're cut off, sir.
Yeah.
It's the first C-bomb. Last drink you had.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're not cutting him off. They're just letting this man just go with the cussing and everything. Yeah.
He's a regular.
Everyone's
gotta be.
He's a regular. They know him all.
And you're so good friends with her that you up her night. Because I wanted to take Cindy out to dinner during the week, but you're such a that I ain't even talking to her.
Damn.
And I apologize, Cindy.
I apologize.
She's your bitch?
Yes, she's my bitch.
Okay. Well, you her life up too, man. That's two lives you up.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. That was the greatest bar rant of all time. And he never got kicked out. They just kept serving that man.
I just want to hear from Cindy. Does she still want to go out with the guy?
I apologize, Sydney.
Yeah, he's right.
My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow on a Friday. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I holler. Peace.
Hey. There he goes. Lucius Alexander's LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Time for a pop around triple wool chip.
Let's do it. The Rangers dynamic duo, a local star getting added to Team US of A. And keep an eye on the Halos. That's next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.